Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I'm Nara Birch. And today I wanted to talk about a more negative topic, which I really don't. I really like to talk more about the positive side of autism, just because I feel it's something that doesn't get talked about a lot. It should get talked about, but there are negative parts of autism, and they happen quite a lot. And if you can't tell from my voice, because maybe you're autistic and you can't tell things from vocal tone, me neither, I'm crying. It's been a really, really rough weekend. And I'm sorry if I have to stop suddenly I'm recording this as like I'm waiting for my fiance to get out of work. But I'm crying and I figured it would be a good time. Plus I got done old Cosmic Blues again, Mama, so many times. Like, it was probably okay to take a break from listening to that once more. Best album in the world. I go to it every time I get them old Cosmic Blues again. Sorry. So like, I'm burnt out. I'm burnt out as fuck. And it used to be that my burnout would come from me not being able to socialize correctly. Me feeling like I just didn't fit in, like I didn't belong in the world. It was caused a lot by the humans around me who abused me. And now that that's all gone, it's my brain is the last battle. I fought my abusive parents in one. I fought my abusive spouse in one. And the only thing left is my brain. And there are some battles I can try to win. I can try to work on my anxiety, I think, a little bit. I'm sure that I could get that down a little. But I am never getting rid of the autism. I don't even know if I said it right. Sorry. I'm not getting rid of it. It's not going away. And that can sometimes just be a very heavy realization. Because I can do a lot about other things, but you know what? I can't stop these meltdowns. I can't stop. Like, I think this is more to do with my trauma, I guess, than the autism. So let me just tell you about my weekend in general. Just give you a clear idea of what happened. So this was I started working, and I'm still getting used to it, and I had a rough week. It started, the week was okay, but the weekend was a little rough. It started on Friday night. We went to Wendy's to go get some burgers, and they fucked up my burger, and I had nothing to eat, so I had to go spend money somewhere else, and I fucking lost it and, like, really, really hurt myself. I punched myself in the arm incredibly hard, and there's, like, bruises, and I'm not sure if, like, this is because I've started a job where I'm working with my hands, or I'm just knitting too much and masturbating too much, or, like, me hitting myself, like, really hurt my shoulder, but, like, my left arm is in a lot of pain, and I had a car crash injury there, so, like, it really hurts, and it's starting to burn a little bit like it used to, so I'm getting anxious about that a little bit, and so I haven't been able to knit as much as I want to this weekend, which is my coping mechanism. That's another reason I'm recording this right now, because I'm trying to stop myself from knitting. And that's really hard, because it's my stimming. Today, just last night, I woke up screaming so many times. I've stopped dreaming about my ex-spouse for the most part. I've kind of processed through that trauma. Mostly I just dream about trying to escape my parents' house, but last night my ex-spouse was in there too, and I woke up screaming like 3 times, and that, I don't like waking up screaming because of traumatic nightmares, and so today just, I didn't get off to a good start in general, and just, I just came to a really heavy realization today as I was having a meltdown because I forgot my earbuds, and that meant I wasn't going to be able to go to the grocery store. That part of me is not going away. And it burnt me out. Like, I'm always going to have a meltdown. Like, and my fiance was like, well, why don't you just go in without the earbuds? And I like legitimately looked at him and I was like, if I go in there and somebody makes a sensory noise I don't like, or there's a really loud noise or something happens, I don't think I would be able to stop myself from just smashing my head into the ground. And like, then the cops would be called and I'd have to go to the mental hospital. And normally I really feel like I can control that shit. I really do. Like, I usually have complete confidence when I go out in public that I can make sure that doesn't happen. But I knew for a fucking fact today that if I went in there without my headphones and somebody made the noise that you make to quiet a child, I literally would have just gotten down on the ground and started banging my head in the floor trying to make myself pass out. And that's really scary, and I don't like that. And I'm also, something else that's just been burning me out a little bit is the fact that I'm 28 years old, and for the first time in my life, I'm learning that, like my meltdown ended, and it ended when, because my fiance had his earbuds and he kept asking me, do you want my earbuds? And to me, that's something like my ex-spouse would do shit like that. Like, it would be very gaslighty and very just like, if I said yes, I'd like them, like they would turn that into, well, I want them, why, what, I thought you were gonna say no, or things like that. And then I'd have to be like, oh, it's okay, I don't need them. And they would be like, oh, but I don't want to not give them to you if you don't need them. And it would just turn into a scary argument, and I didn't like it. And so after my meltdown ended, it ended like legitimately when he was like, here, you're taking the earbuds. And it ended because that was kind of like, as my good friend Grace likes to say, kind of like the password. You have to enter the password completely correctly sometimes to get through to an autistic. You can't leave the caps locks on or whatever. You got to get the exact right password to log into your computer, and that logged me out of my meltdown, I guess. But like afterwards, I was lucky. I was like able to verbalize, next time, don't ask me. I can't handle if I get asked something. You just need to tell me that this is what's happening. I'm not in a state where I could make a decision even like that, even though I knew that was what was going to end it. But I knew it would only end if he gave it to me. And that's scary too. I was literally, I was trapped. Oh, that was the other thing. I fled my house today. I haven't fled in a while, mostly because there's not really a place to flee to. My old house, I was able to flee to my trees, and I really miss that. The theme of today is that I felt so fucking trapped in my own vessel, in my own brain, in my dreams, in my mental state. And I literally ran out of the house, and a human walked by me and I froze because humans. I ran out of my house. I didn't even have my phone, and I just kind of got in my car and I drove. And I know I should not drive when I flee. I know that that's not the safest thing for me to do, but I can drive during a meltdown. I'm very good at it, and that's a weird thing to admit, and I don't know if I should admit it, but I know for a fucking fact that I'm better driving during a meltdown than most humans seem to be not having an autistic meltdown. So, okay, so it looks really weird because, hold on, okay. Humans walking by are too much for me. I can't deal with it. I look like I'm just talking into the phone really passionately, and I'm moving my hands a lot. I'm recording a podcast. But yeah, I fled, and it just got worse from there, today. And now I'm waiting for my fiance to get out of work so I can go home and sleep, because now I have to go back to work this week, and I don't know. I'm scared that maybe working is causing a little bit of a break in my mental state. Like, that's the thing. It's hard to know sometimes. It's hard to fucking know what's causing it all the time. If it's preempted by an event, if it's preempted by just my autism, is it preempted because it's too hot outside and that's a sensory issue for me? I don't fucking know, and I'm never gonna be able to figure that out. Anyways, I'm gonna end this now because I'm crossing my fingers that he's gonna come outside, because it's an hour after the restaurant closes. So that would just be lovely, because I want to go home and sleep, and hopefully not wake up screaming. I'd like to say I would hope not to have a dream about escaping from an abusive person in my life, but that literally happens every single night. Other nights, I just guess I handle it better than others. And then some nights, like tonight, I wake up, or last night, wake up screaming. Anyways, thank you guys if you listen to this in general, whatever. I offer trainings, I have social media, and I'm too burnt out to explain anything else, but I'm proud of myself that I did that. All right, I'm gonna click stop now. Bye.